And here is the mystery. Let's for 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll just start right up there at the first. Now, this is a scripture which most people don't go far enough into it. Woo! I love this scripture. Woo-hoo! Paul went to Corinth. Read Rick's books and find out what a bad place Corinth was. How they worshiped devils, how all kinds of horrible things were going. So Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." I heard a preacher one day say, "I'm just going to know Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's all I'm going to preach." I said, "Well, you're going to miss a lot." "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." And that's good. And Corinth needed it. But Paul knew there was more. Look what he said in the next verse. "But we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." That word means mature. Paul said, "You're just babies here. But when I'm among the mature, I get to talk about the mysteries. I get to talk about the plan." How many of you in this room have been born again more than 10 years? Shouldn't you be the mature? Shouldn't you be able to take some of this mysteries? Shouldn't you be able to learn a little bit about the glory now? Woo! Hallelujah! Read the next verse. "When we're among the mature, we speak," verse 7, "the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom." What's behind that door? The hidden wisdom of God, ordained before the world for a purpose. What purpose? Unto our glory. Paul couldn't go there among those Corinthians and preach about the glory and being restored in the glorious church. But you can hear it. There's a mystery hidden in God. And that mystery is, I'm not coming after a church in bed with the world. I'm coming after a church that I've been working in. And I've been changing them from glory to glory to glory. And they're going to be a glorious church. And they're going to walk on this earth a glorious church before they leave here. And then I'm going to come. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Verse 8. "Which none of this princes of this world knew." Satan didn't know it. He didn't know the mystery. God didn't tell him. "What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now?" Not going to tell you. "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified" who? "The Lord of glory." Woo! Hallelujah. Ordained before the world unto our glory. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2, 7 in the Amplified. "Rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding, but is now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us back into the glory of His presence." You're going to spend eternity, though you can't spend it, before God. Yeah. That's what Ephesians 1 tells us. You were chosen to stand before God. You are that group, that third group, that church, that body of Christ, which will be filled with the glory of God, have glorified bodies like His glory, and you will be walking as the glorious church, because He said, unto Him be glory in the church throughout all ages. In all the ages to come, there's going to be a group identifiable, the body of Christ, the church, and that church is going to give glory to God. That's what it says in Ephesians. The book of Ephesians is about the glory and the glorious church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This mystery is spoken of many places. Called it the hidden mystery. But let's look at it in Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God would make known, that means He wants you to get it, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among Gentiles, which is, and here it is, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Imagine Satan's dismay when the first man got born again and got those, it was the followers, the apostles, and inside them, dum da da dum, come a little measure of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3. I think I'll go to 2 Corinthians 4. I was going to save this, but let's just start with verse 3. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. You have anybody that you know that the gospel is hid to? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. See, people who are not born again, I see it kind of like, oh, Judea, come up here. Or Eliana, either one of them, I don't care. That's my granddaughter. So here's how it works. If somebody doesn't know the Lord, Satan, he has a blinding tactics. And he has blinders on them. I mean, he's got a lock on them. And sometimes what you got to do is deal with that spirit. Go right in the bathroom, women. Don't maybe want to cast the devil out of your husband right to his face, but you go to the... You say, I take authority over that devil in Jesus' name. Sometimes you have to do that. Somebody comes along with a Bible one day, cast that thing off, and then the mystery starts happening. And they say, you know, if you believe Christ, God raised Jesus, He died for you, and God raised Jesus from the dead, and you say with your mouth that you believe Him, you know what happens next? The Holy Ghost kills the old man. He's gone. He comes in there. And you're a brand new creation. You're not a sinner saved by grace. I hate that dumb statement. I was a sinner. I got saved by grace. But I ain't no more. I'm a saint. And the Bible calls me a saint. And I'm a brand new creation. I'm not a mere man. I'm a brand new creation. Thank you, sweetheart. Now, here's what happens to you. See, you know why he's got a hammerlock on them? Why he doesn't want them to see? Well, let's find out why. What he's scared of. Verse 4. In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of him which beneath believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. It's called the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. You see, they've been dark. They've been dark like that dark spot. But he knows there's a danger. He knows there's a danger that the light could come and shine in them. Oh, this verse, I just absolutely love it. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That same God who said, light be, when you accepted Jesus, and he knows that's what's going to happen, he's going to shine in your heart and he's going to say, light be. And it is the light of the glorious gospel. And there comes into you the glory. At your new birth, you got a measure of the glory of God. That day you got born again. He became Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why does it say hope? Because you got all you could stand. You got a measure of God and his glory. The glory of God is God. You got all you could stand that without killing you. And then there's a plan. And that plan, if you turn back a chapter, is talking about some people who, when they read the Bible, they got a veil over there. They can't understand it. But in verse 18, we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
What did the Apostle Paul mean by rightly dividing the word of truth? In the 3BI course, Eschatology, Rightly Dividing the Word, we examine this question and explore the Word of God, which is His plan.
The Holy Scriptures are not a systematic treatise on theology, history, science, or any other topic. They are a revelation. And Clarence Larkin has that in boldface. They are a revelation from God of His plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race.
This course will establish foundational principles of Bible interpretation that will guide how we understand and apply the Scriptures in general and Bible prophecy. For more information about 3BI and to enroll, visit BillyBrimBibleInstitute.com.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.